Can you dig it?
Now recording, says Better Craig.
That's right.
Oh, right. We all have to talk.
Yes, thank you.
Is that a requirement of the app?
And they're back.
Yeah, it's got to get the thing started and things. And
oh, wow. There you go.
It adds you when you alpha in immediately. It adds you when you start talking in the channel.
Oh, it adds you and you've been speaking. It adds when you're awake.
So, Alpha, I have been exploring recently an email that you had sent us with some show ideas in it, and I liked it. But here's where I'm getting stuck. I know for a fact that Craig and Ray do not have a close to equivalent music knowledge, and it would be so heavily category dependent to try not to swing it one way or the other, like, am I doing 80s pop or am I doing hair metal? Because one way or the other, someone's going to sweep the other person in that category. And I'm trying to find something where they have equivalent levels of knowledge. So kick that around a little bit. Tell me how it tastes. If you think of something, let me know. All right. I'm done with the behind the scenes stuff.
I say you leave, you know, hair metal behind and you just go for pure, like, thrash metal, and then I'll just dominate. And
totally.
It'll be the whole category. Be like, you know, name Slaughter songs. You'll be like, I don't got none.
Slaughter?
You like that band?
I do, but I said thrash metal.
Yeah, you do. Well, I don't know any thrash metal bands.
Pop. What?
I don't think I can name you a thrash metal band.
Now, on the other hand, if I were like, hey, Ray, sing me the complete score of Jesus Christ Superstar, go. You probably would not win. Craig, on the other hand,
yeah,
it's dominating. Already happening in his head.
That's right. My answer would just be no. I have never seen that, by the way.
Oh, so good. We're going to sing all the words to, like, Vienna, Ian.
Oh, Vienna. There we go. That's all of them.
That's true. That's the whole song. Was that? Is that Audiovox? No, that's all right.
It is.
Is it Audiovox?
I believe. Yeah, that sounds correct.
Something Vox, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good tune.
I was going to say, now that you've said that, I'm like, maybe it's not, but Vox is definitely in there. I'll Google it someday.
Ultravox.
Ultravox. Sounds
Yeah, they're way out there. They're the ultra version. 1981. Oh. All right, you ready to get this thing done here?
Yeah. Let's do it up.
Oh, big number. We should have done something.
Whoa, is it?
450.
Ah,
unless I looked at all the numbers wrong. That is right, right?
Nah, you're probably right.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 450th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. Here's real cold. Ian, Ray, it's real cold where you are too, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I am, you know, I've got a shirt, a hoodie, and then a fleece hoodie over top of that. And I got wool socks, and then I got my slippers pulled on over my wool socks, and I am cold. Legitimately cold, and I do not like it.
Man, they went out to the movies last night, and then after the movies, we went over to Champs. It was so cold out that there were like four people at Champs, because no one was willing to go outside.
I appreciate that level of wisdom.
Well, wasn't last night like the worst?
Oh, God, it was so cold.
When having to choose between Champs or death, we said, well, I'll just stay home.
We came out of the movie theater, it was like, oh my God, so cold, so cold. All right, this is the week of January 22nd through the 29th. Surely it'll get warmer in February.
Okay. Well, we don't know, and don't call me Shirley.
That's right. In your 7-day 4-star craze! This week you had Mysterio versus Spider-Man and Cletus. Did you Mysterio?
I haven't. I'll get around to it. I'll probably have to champion him.
Oh, what you got your thing at? What do you got?
Oh, I don't know. 4455. Let me look.
Yeah, 445-165.
Yeah. Hey, I have a similar build to Ray's. I must be right. Ha ha!
And then next week, it appears to be Wolfsbane versus, I'm assuming the graphic is trying to make fun of my beloved Dazzler.
Most certainly.
Who's going to be recently reworked any time now. Anytime.
Oh, man, then I'm going to have to champion Wolfsbane? What is going on? Oh, mm-hmm. No, she's not covered. Ah, never mind, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, you need a couple there.
Yeah.
All right, in Storyland, it's Unstable ISO 8, still running. I get you Hood, Ronin, Mephisto. Placement is the 2099th Ghost Rider and Havoc. Followed up by Thick as Thieves, where placement there will get you the new character we'll talk about shortly and some Rai Rai Will.i.ams. Still going on in the Soul season. Top Gun is running. That'll get you Falcon, Wolfsbane. Placement is the OG X-Force and the First Avenger. Let's go to news. Hey, we got a new character, Ian.
What? Tell me more.
This is a 4-star Betsy Braddock as Captain Britain.
Oh, right on.
This was the Sips Tea clue, wasn't it? Something like that?
Okay. Something in there. Yep.
Sure.
It was tea related because we talked about Elsa Bloodstone.
Hmm. So let's look at old Betsy here back in her original body. No longer that of Quan the Assassin. So the ability red, Bear the Mantle. AP cost of 4. Well, I like that already. Your next match grants 8 plus 1 AP and deals 60% more damage for each member of Excalibur or Mutants on your team. Passive, for every 5 AP you have amongst Captain Britain's strongest colors, increase the base match damage of her strongest colors by 65%, and she deals 15% bonus ability damage. Max of 390 base match damage and 90% ability damage. Well, that sounds pretty good. Going up in level, at level 5, it is dealing 120% more damage, increased match damage by 130 to a max of 780, and ability damage increases by 75%. That seems pretty good for only costing 4.
Yeah.
Like, get a bunch of red in a good red cascade or something, start the game and fire that a bunch of times and look at you go. Huh. All right. Yellow, Otherworld Protector, cost of 8. Unlock, activate, and remove any raised shield tiles, then create a 3-turn raised shield countdown tile that deals damage equal to the total strength of friendly protectiles for each hit allies take while this tile's on the board. Oh, too many words. When this tile's on the board, Captain Britain moves to the front whenever the enemy would deal damage. Passive, at the start of the turn, create a strength 60 red protectile up to the number of mutants on your team. Deals damage equal to the total strength of friendly protectiles for each hit allies take while this is on the board. Okay. As you level this up, it is eventually creating at max up strength 1009 protectiles. Well, that's significant. And it costs 1 AP less, so we'll get down to a cost of 7.
Interesting.
Right. Purple, Leader of Excalibur, for a cost of 8. Improve friendly protectiles by 14 for every member of Excalibur on your team. Then deal damage equal to the strength of friendly protectiles to the enemy team.
Wow.
Well, if you're making them at 1,000 a go, that could add up pretty quick. Passive, friendly protectiles gain 25% bonus strength when Captain Britain's in the front, which your other power does for you. This bonus also applies to her abilities.
Sweet.
Wow, she seems like she might be able to hit pretty hard. Max level, that is going up to improving tiles by 635, with tiles gaining 100% bonus strength. Huh. She seems pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a reason to, make a team that makes lots and lots of protectiles.
Yeah, we already got a couple of those, and I'm thinking she might be a bit much with them.
Yeah.
I mean, considering her damage is based on the amount of protectile strength that's out there and how often you've been hit, like, wow.
Yeah, I suppose. Stick her with your Beta Ray Bill and enjoy. Let's see. She covers and shards will be in placement rewards in Thick as Thieves. Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. is running the 26th to the 31st shards and recruit token in progression. And then in Strange Sights, covers and shards and a vault token in progression. Versus, she will be covers and shards in the brand new kicks. And her versus is called Spilling the Tea, running the 26th and 29th, covers and shards and recruit token for shield offer and progression rewards. The Captain Britain and Friends Vault, which has the Captain Britain, Peggy Carter, and a random 4-star. in it, running the 28th to the 31st. So there you go, the defender of Angleland, Betsy Braddock.
Nice.
Ray, tell us about the next thing.
Oh, yeah. So the next piece of news is MBQ release 319. These notes came out yesterday. There is a new clue. Are you ready?
Oh my gosh, I'm not. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. The clue is birds of a feather, ..
Hmm.
I don't know. That immediately makes me think that they're going to be doing something with the new, you know, Captain Man Falcon situation.
Yeah, it's got to be new Falcon America.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Is it, what, a 3-5?
This one should be, right?
Yeah. Is it, or is it just a 5?
Could just be a 5. I don't know what the schedule is and how much 3-5 happens.
I mean, there is a 3-star Falcon already, so.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And a 4-star. Yeah. So maybe just a 5 would be nice.
Yeah. That's what I'm assuming.
Also in the notes, it says, join us in celebrating Black History Month this February with a month of daily play tokens for our limited time vault. So daily we get a token for a limited vault. That seems pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mutant Kind's most lethal assassin 3-star, Psylocke, gets a rebalance with a new costume with the original outfit from Betsy Braddock.
Oh, there you go.
So I've seen that they've been doing this thing where they put in some of the new costumes with a deal that's like, it's like $10, but then you get 2,000 hero points for that $10 and the costume and a few other things. It's not a bad deal, especially if you want the costume. If you like skins, you know. And get ready to enter a new season inspired by Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World, featuring new superheroes, limited event quests, epic rewards, and more. I like epic rewards.
And I liked all those things. I like a sense of urgency. I like the words limited time.
I like more.
Yeah! Yeah, that sounds. I feel like we all got a little something out of that. That's great.
So, yeah, there you go. It seems like a lot coming down the pipe here.
Pipe.
Anything else or news?
I do actually have something else in news.
Ooh.
All right.
By the end of this month, actually, probably after I post to this episode tomorrow to the RSS feed, I will be shutting down our older RSS feed. And we will solely be on the new one. So if you, for any reason, go to Podomatic to click and find our stuff, it will probably no longer be there. So, but you can go to rss.com, which is our new hosting site, and just do a search for Puzzle Warriors or Puzzle, you'll find it. So rss.com is the place to go now if you are interested. I have tried to set it up so that it will feed to wherever you happen to listen. It's feeding into Apple and Google. If there is a problem and you can't find it on wherever you normally listen, send me a message, post in Discord or message via email. The website, the emails are on the website. So, let me know if you can't get to it. But if not, it'll still be available on RSS.com.
If you got a problem, yo, Ray will solve it.
I don't know about that. Let's not get crazy. I will attempt to.
Check out his hook.
Well, he puts forth a reasonable amount of effort.
That's right. I hear the mailbag is empty.
It is. Willie showed up with a sad face.
All right. So tell me, from the bracket, who won last week?
Last week was a decisive victory. Very decisive. Operation was not a loved game. Scrabble has moved on.
Nice.
I'm behind that.
Yeah, that's a well-earned victory. Yeah.
Update my bracket here. All right, this week we have we're getting to the X final. I don't know. I always forget which is. So this is the quarterfinals, semifinals.
I don't know. Did we already finish the Sweet 16?
This is the quarterfinals, right? We're down to 8 teams.
Quarter should be
quarterfinals. Okay.
Final round.
Yeah, so bracket one, we've got this week Ian talking about chess and Ray talking about Clue. Take it away, Ian.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's both lots, but nothing needed to be said about chess. The level of strategy and gameplay that occurs within a game of chess, I think, is unparalleled. It wasn't until 2 days ago that I played a game of chess that was no fun and I will never play again, because it turns out it has almost nothing to do with chess. My son said, hey, Dad, let's play some FPS chess. And I said, all right, I'll give it a try. And regardless of what moves you make in the chess game, the result of that move is settled in a really clunky first-person shooter.
Huh.
So no matter what you do, your son, who has played it before, just marches across your table with a pawn and kills everything you have.
Oh,
okay. Everything. You just can't win.
I don't like that at all.
It's terrible. FPS shooter is not... FPS chess is not for me.
Chess,
on the other hand, is way for me.
That reminds me of a game I had on the old Commodore 64 called Archon.
Mm-hmm.
It pitted...
That sounds familiar.
It pitted like a light versus dark kind of thing with lit, like epic creatures. Like the one side had a phoenix and the other side had a dragon. And one side had
I know what you're talking
knights
about
versus like cavemen kind of thing. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Wasn't there also a game. Battle chess?
Battle chess, sure.
Sure. Yeah.
But I feel like that just, you know, resolved it with predetermined animations.
Yeah, I think it did. You know, and Ron Weasley, as we know, is the king of wizard chess.
Oh my goodness, he's great. He's
very good at the wizard chess.
Yeah, I would have never pegged him as someone with such an analytical mind, but
hey. He whooped up some chess, man.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
All right, Ray, what you got with Cluedo?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I think at this point people know what Clue is. It's just to me, the thing that is resounding about what we ran into before is whether or not you only can ask the person to your left. That seemed to be a little contentious. And also, the moving the character you're accusing into the room with you just is a strategy to prevent them from moving where they want to mm-hmm. on the board.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I still think that Clue was a really big favorite of mine growing up, as for, you know, board games. And, yeah, I don't know. That's about all I got.
Yeah, right. Clue's a banger.
And it's, as Samurai's pointed out, it's got that awesome movie that goes along with it.
Oh, my goodness, is that movie good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's been a while. How, am I sharing that with Owen already, or am I waiting? Remind me.
I don't think there's anything crazy in Clue, right?
Yeah, I thought it was, Owen is 10 years old, gonna be 11.
That's gotta be a PG movie, right?
I feel like it should be. I don't remember anything too... I mean, other than murder, but, you know, that. I suppose that's a detractor, but it was a funny movie. Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. He might not even have any interest in such a thing. I'll just treat myself.
Treat yourself. All right, everybody wants to come and vote on the bracket. In case you have forgotten, there is rewards riding on this if you've been ignoring this since the beginning.
Right.
So go.
You can vote here in Discord.
Yeah.
You got a little chess piece, and you got a little magnifying glass if you prefer Clue. But let's be honest, you prefer chess.
Chess doesn't have a cool movie. Come on, people.
That's true.
It's got Queen's Gambit.
It has lots of cool movies. Yeah. Searching for Bobby Fischer.
I've not seen any of these movies, but I, you know, hear they exist.
Well, Queen's Gambit wasn't a movie. It was a series.
Yeah, it was a series.
All right.
Was excellent.
Let's move on. Once again, I am Hans.
Oh my goodness, I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And I just have to pump.
You up.
You up. All right, now that I'm all energized from that excitement yawn. Oh, good. Bunch of people. So Gambit, Goose, Gorgon, and Victor Mancha are all boosted. And Mystique, who I am aware of, will be doing more damage with her Master Stroke. So those are some 3 stars you can enjoy this week as they are boosted. Now, let's see what we've got. Annihilus. Oh, man. I don't know too much about this guy. He blows stuff up. He's going to do a little more healing, a little more damage with his blue. X-Force, Deadpool, ton of red damage, great black. All of his damage is going to be... Just use him. He's a good character.
Countdown for what?
That was unexpected. I don't know how I feel about that, but I think I liked it. Chodely Awesome Hulk is going to green punch you this week. Oh, Nico. I remember her. I remember. Oh, she does all the things. They'll all be a little bit better. More buffing, more special tiles. And the Purple Man. Hey, he's the guy. He probably does some more damage, but it requires repeater tiles. And now on to the 5 stars. Let's see what Electro's up to. Probably doing more damage.
Not much.
I wouldn't know. What's that?
Not much.
A whole bunch? Oh, all right. He's just hanging out. Or she's hanging out. Not all right. Keep trying, Electro. You'll get there.
I'm still very sad that someday. Volts, Bolts, and Jolts still doesn't make charge tiles. That just bites Mike Easter.
Heimdall. He's hanging out, healing people. Nova. He's, he's healing. He's doing more damage. Got a variety. He's got too many effects. What's the Allfather up to? Does he do anything in this game?
No.
Why isn't he the best character in the entire Marvel Universe? Well, he does a little bit of damage. Thanks for trying, Odin. Let's see. Maybe Samurai can help guide me through this. The four-star list has some decent characters, but I don't see much synergy. let's see, Ed. In some cases, I like Deadpool and Purple Man. They actively undermined each other. But it's better than the five-star tier. Electro is decent, but she's the best of a very underwhelming lot. Well, there you go. I felt the same way I was reading about him. Couldn't have analyzed it better myself. So listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
You know, you're thinking a week where Heimdall and Odin were boosted, they should really, like, do something together.
Right.
But, but they just don't.
This week, I would not be worried about who's boosted in your PvP matchups.
Because, right now, you know, it sounds terrifying. Someone says, you know, in the Marvel Universe, hey, there's a super ubered up Heimdall and Odin coming to wreck you. You'd be like, uh-oh, I'm in a world of trouble.
Right.
This game, you're like, yeah, whatever. They're chumps. Good times. Ian, do you have any pops?
Jim, I got two this week. I'm better.
All right.
I'm lying. I'm just hiding it better.
Okay.
And I'm prepped. But, yes. So, still on the Saranac, and it's good again. I was hesitant to use this one because I wasn't sure how soda it was, but they do have a sparkling lemonade, and I did drink it, and boy, is it lemony. If you want your lemon drink to be very lemon-forward, this is the effervescent lemonade for you. That's how I like it, too. I mean, it was tart. It was like... almost aggressively tart, but it was also so sweet that it really kept me drinking the whole thing way too quickly. So and it will give you heartburn if you're me, so I'm gonna drink fewer of them going forward, but I'm happy to have had this experience minus the heartburn. So and I brought a second pop, and it's not totally separate because it is the edible variety. And it is none other than the poor forgotten Pop-Tart. I can't believe I didn't talk about this in the original list. Now, I'm hesitant to use language like greatest, because it's not the greatest breakfast pastry that there is. But it is one of my favorites. Now, I feel like it also brings forward the age-old rivalry of Toaster Strudel versus Pop-Tart, and which is better. Do you guys have an opinion on that?
It depends. I think I would have to go with Toaster Strudels, but...
Bold.
It depends. It's what mood I'm in.
Okay. Are you talking room temperature Pop-Tart or heated up Pop-Tart?
I never do heated room up. Temperature.
Yeah. What kind of life am I leading where I can't spare 40 seconds in a toaster?
Sorry, dude. Some,
it's the best way to do it.
Some people just tear open a wrapper of Pop-Tarts and eat them.
That is... There's no dignity in that.
Alpha Team's on board.
The correct way to enjoy a Pop-Tart is brown cinnamon and sugar, unicened, toasted with butter. That is a fine, fine meal. So, yeah, I always go Pop-Tart over Toaster Strudel because even though it would make me a degenerate, you can enjoy them raw, where a Toaster Strudel does not have that option.
Correct.
And you also prefer the unfrosted to the frosted?
Oh, vastly.
Okay.
There are some Frosteds that I will eat. There was one run they did a couple years ago with, like, a pretzel shell.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, it was a banger. Huh. I loved it. It had a hazelnut center, pretzel shell. Oh, just thinking about it makes me long for the days of, like, 2021. Yeah. Mmm. That was good.
Oh, there's cinnamon sugar as well.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Huh. I'd try that.
Yeah, me as well. Mm. But anyway, I love me some Pop-Tarts. I'll even settle for some from, you know, off-brand ones occasionally when nothing else can be had.
Some of those are really bad.
They are. They're awfully doughy. But and it's hard to find them in an unicened form. It's hard to find regular Pop-Tarts in an unicened form some of the times. I really feel like I'm in the minority there. But yeah, there you have it this week. Saranac Sparkling Lemonade Extreme Lemon Flavor and Pop-Tarts.
Extreme
America's
tartness!
America's favorite breakfast pastry. What's that?
I said extreme tartness. Like a mouthful of Lemonhead kind of tartness, or you know?
No. Okay. No, not that aggressive. Just right. Way more than I was expecting.
A New Year's Eve Caparina tartness?
Oh, those weren't tart.
That was a life changer, dude.
You're welcome.
I have a new, like, I had to reset my baseline. I didn't think that was even possible to have that much citrus. Like, I've eaten, you know, citrus before it, and it was less intense than that. Beverage. Oh man, but it was so good. I look on it so fondly. I just remember it very vividly.
It was tasty, but yeah, that one it was a little bitey.
Yeah.
All right,
I just got some more limes from the grocery store so I can make more.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ian, you got the Steam open?
I am in the process of clicking through all my unclaimed rewards. So yes and no. But I'm nearly there. You bought me plenty of time. I will open this cover. It will turn out to be Star-Lord Everyone with me. And yes, I accidentally pointed to myself when I said that.
All right.
Are you going? Am I going?
Either way, I'm going to open 10.
All right. Well, I'm going then. And it is a 4-star Ghost Quantum Thief.
Because I got to get me some more Namors.
Sure. Yeah, I get you.
Oh, first one's purple. Namor, Burning Depths.
Bickety bam. Wow, good job.
Number two, that 2099 Ghost Rider guy. Nebula. Emma Frost. Oh, another purple. Agatha, Complex Incantation. Cold as Ice. North Star, he's a character.
He surely is.
Mysterio, hey, needed him this week. Clea, I forgot she was even in this game. And finally,
how dare you?
Doc Ock, No Way Home Variety. So... two purples. Let's see. That
one Namor, not too bad.
That's right. So I got a Namor. Where does that get Namor to? Namor is now a 3-3-4.
Wow, you're ahead of my Namor.
So he's getting there. I think this is like cover like 14 for that color of Agatha. That's 3. So she's a 4-8-1 at the moment. Just kind of chilling.
Yeah, my Agatha and Mephisto are both champ now. So
nice.
I am just opening the one.
Gotcha. I got to try to get all my Namors as I can right now. That's thanks, as always, to the OG.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about that podcast network.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the soon-to-be-named network. You can find it at soon-to-be-named-network.com, where we... I don't know. What do you do with a podcast? Do we broadcast it?
Sure.
Do we submit it? Our offerings to the public can be found via soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. No, just one.
Oh, okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
No. I'm satisfied. Thank you.
No, I'm gonna go and fill up the wood stove full of wood because cold.
It's cold.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining in this week. Comment suggestions, please shoot them at Willie's mailbox.
Bang bang.
So Ray's got something to read. He needs to practice. Being retired, you know, he's got nothing better to do. So.
His life needs purpose again.
That's right. If you are, you can go to our webpage, click on any Amazon banner, and buy yourself something for, boy, I have no idea what's the next holiday. Groundhog's Day. Do it for Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Where in PA, he'll come out and say, more weeks of winter, because that's what he does every year. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, when you drive, if caution ceases, you're apt to rest in pieces. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.